serving Ocean Colony, Ocean Corner, Kenyatta Cove, and Moon Ridge. This is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
This week's feature spotlight is on one of our biggest annual co-site events, Dream Machines. It's all happening at the Half Moon Bay Airport Sunday, April 25th. To get us all revved up, we sat down with Bob Pelican, chairman of Dream Machines.
Been involved with the Dream Machine since 1998, I guess, when I moved over to the coast, and enjoyed every minute of it, and have taken over the chairmanship about 5 or 6 years ago from Bob Sens to relieve him a little bit. He's still actively involved, primarily the day of the event, in greeting people and helping make sure things run smoothly, and also in lining up some of the feature attractions that we have.
We asked Bob for some history on what is now a much-beloved and community-supported event.
The Dream Machine started 20 years ago, and I wasn't involved in it back then, but it was started by Bob Sens and some of the folks that worked at his hardware store, Ocean Shore Hardware. He was the owner of Ocean Shore until about 4 or 5 years ago when he sold it. The reason that he started it was as a fundraiser for the Coastside Adult Day Health Center. His right-hand gal at Ocean Shore, her husband was a participant in the Adult Day Health Center. So in order to raise money for the health center, he said, well, let's do a car show, airplane show, kind of, if it's got a motor, bring it and show it. And that's the way it started. When I moved over to the coast in 98, I had a shop that I rented downtown, which happened to be right next door to Chad Hooker's house. And Chad was one of the founders, or one of the early participants on the organizing committee. And Chad said, well, you know, with your interest in cars, you should come over and give us a hand. And I'd also been on a number of boards and had some organization skills, so it wasn't long before I was sitting at the head of the table and, you know, kind of doing the organizing of the organizing committee, and then formally took over as chairman 4 or 5 years ago.
Now, since we know all about Dream Machines, what about Bob Pelican, the man?
I've been sort of a car guy since way before I got my driver's license. I grew up on a ranch in Southern California. And my dad had a Model A Ford, which he let me drive starting at about 12. I had a little racetrack set up on a dry acre next to our house. Most of the ranch was in lemons and avocados. I got away with turning it into a racetrack and spending hours going around in circles and learning how to drive. Then when I was 14, a buddy of mine and I bought our own Model A Ford. My dad's was a Model A. We wanted to learn how to work on cars, so we took it all apart and got it all back together, and this darn thing started to run. And so we were excited and encouraged. And then when I was 16, I started building a car from scratch. I bought an old Crosley and took the body off and basically took the engine and radiator and transmission and rear end and springs and steering and so forth, and then created my own sports car out of those parts with a wooden body. So I've been creating and modifying cars for a long time. In the last few years, I built sidecar motorcycle with a sidecar on it, and in the trunk of the sidecar is a 350 horsepower twin turbo Mazda rotary engine. It helps it get down the road pretty nicely. The reason I got into sidecars because I like riding motorcycles, and my wife doesn't like sitting on the back. So for years we've had sidecars, and got to the point where I'd go out by myself, and all my buddies on two-wheelers versus a sidecar would leave me in the dust. So I decided to put an end to that and built this rather quick sidecar rig.
You going to bring it down to the Dream Machine?
I think if I can, logistically if I can. I'm pretty busy the day before and the day of. I know that Tim, our publicity guy, has advertised or has run some publicity shots of my 31 Buick Victoria. And so he's asked me to bring that. So that's going to be there for sure.
So we know that Bob has a passion for cars and machines. When combined with Dream Machines, what things tickle this man's fancy?
One of my favorites is who I call the Pink Lady. She's got a, I don't know if it's a Nash or a Hudson or whatever it is, but it's a little convertible. And she dresses all in pink, and her upholstery's pink and the car is painted pink, and it's just a riot. I just laugh every time I see her. We had an F-18, I think it was, maybe it was F-16, fly by one year that set off all the car alarms in the parking lot. You know, we've had a bunch of really fantastic things that you'd never see anywhere else.
And finally, a personal invitation and the weather forecast for Dream Machines.
This is a great family event that we've priced the tickets to encourage people to bring their kids. Kids under 12 are free. From 12 to 18 is $10, and 18 and up is $20, and seniors are also $10. So we encourage people to bring the families. There's something for everybody there. There's games for kids to play. This year we've got a monster truck that's going to be giving rides in the infield, and we had him here last year, and that was a big hit. So, yeah, just come out, and we're promising beautiful weather, 72 degrees, light wind, and blue skies. So come out, enjoy the Dream Machine.
Guaranteed to be a most enjoyable day, and always for a worthy cause. Make your plans now for the 20th annual Dream Machines. Back with more of the Neighborhood News Report in just a moment.
Hello, this is Pablo Jr. Did you know that Joe's is now your place for live dinner music? Every other Friday night, enjoy your dinner with the relaxing sounds of the Luis Rojas Jazz Ensemble from 6 to 9. The perfect recipe to relieve all that stress from your work week. Bring your family and friends, relax and enjoy that great family-style dinner that only Joe's can provide. And remember, for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, any day of the week, Joe's is always your family-style restaurant.
Joe's Italian-Style Restaurant. Always a great dining and dessert experience.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's an old
Joe's is your neighborhood restaurant.
Hi, this is Jim Dunbar with a confession. If you live in Ocean Colony, Ocean Corner, Kenyatta Cove, or Moon Ridge, you've got an addiction just like me. Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710.
What is it that causes us to grow old? Modern medicine has not been able to answer the why we age question, but there may be a connection to the water we drink.
Recent claims of the World Health Organization estimated 90% of all diseases derive from unpurified water. Many believe that aging and many diseases result from the accumulation of acid waste products in the body.
The best way to fight acid waste buildup is to drink alkaline water. Some people that live in northern Pakistan claim to be 150 years old, and many are documented to live over 100. Guess what? They drink a highly alkaline water. I don't want to grow old, do you? Good news. You can now buy ionized alkaline water at Lighthouse Water.
I'm Bill Ayers, owner of Lighthouse Water. We are located in the Straw Flower Shopping Center by the UPS store. We are open 7 days a week, 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Good health to you.
Mention this ad and receive your free pure water gift. The Coastside Land Trust is sponsoring a wildflower identification workshop Saturday, April 17th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Train Depot, 110 Higgins Canyon Road. The workshop will be led by Tony Corelli, Half Moon Bay botanist, state park volunteer, and co-author of Plants and Plant Communities of the San Mateo Coast. Following the workshop, there will be a plant identification walk from 3 to 5, led once again by Tony Corelli. Apply your plant identification skills and identify plants and other wildlife. Beverages and cookies will be served at the end of the walk. Suggested donation for the workshop is $15 or $5 for seniors, under 18 free. Bring binoculars, dress in layers, and wear sturdy shoes. For more information, call 726-5056. Again, 726-5056. The Coastside Land Trust is dedicated to the preservation, protection, and enhancement of the open space environment including the natural, scenic, recreational, cultural, historical, and agricultural resources of Half Moon Bay and the nearby areas for present and future generations. Learn more about the Coastside Land Trust by visiting their website, coastsidelandtrust.org. And now, around the neighborhoods in less than 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Susan reporting from the Association office with the Ocean Colony Report. A new ordinance has been introduced for new or renovated homes that would require homeowners to use high-efficiency sprinklers with sensors that would stop watering when rain or adequate moisture from previous watering was sensed. New measures could collectively reduce water use by 25%. All of the proposed water restrictions derive from new water limits being placed on local utilities from enacted state regulations and the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, who is the main wholesale water supplier for the Coastside County Water District. More on this story is in your April edition of the Colony Tides newsletter. For the Neighborhood News Report, this is Susan at the Ocean Colony Association office.
Moonridge Soccer League will be kicking off the soccer season on Saturday, April 17th. Games are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there. La Liga de Moonridge empezará su liga el sábado, el 17 de abril. Los juegos son de 9 de la mañana hasta las 4 de la tarde. Nos vemos allí. For the Neighborhood News Report, this is Jen Petrie.
AM 1710 remembers Kenyatta Cove resident Sarah Melinda Moore, who recently died due to cancer. Sarah Melinda was a neighbor who was quick to help friends and residents of her mobile home park, and her zest for life was contagious. Among her many interests, she was an active member of Peacemakers by the Sea, the Red Hat Society, a volunteer at the Peninsula SPCA, an avid music student, enthusiastic gardener. You could always find her in a yard, hers or someone else. Oh, and she was a devoted mom to her cats. We are told that some of her happiest years was living on the coast in Kenyatta Cove. Donations in her honor may be made to the Peninsula Humane Society and SPCA. Sarah Melinda Moore, a good neighbor, remembered. For the Neighborhood News Reports, this is Jim Henderson. Thank you for listening.
Have you resolved to take better care of your type 2 diabetes? Lowering blood sugar levels to a healthy range can be a beneficial step. Begin today. If you have type 2 diabetes, you may want to consider volunteering for a clinical research study. Several research studies are evaluating an investigational medication to see if it is safe and can help lower blood sugar. You may qualify if you are at least 18 and take oral metformin alone or with other medications to treat your type 2 diabetes. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. Consider volunteering. Call Mills Peninsula Health Services Dorothy L. and James E. Frank Diabetes Research Institute at 1-650-696-4261. That's 1-650-696-4261. 1-650-696-4261. Or visit newdiabetesstudy.com.
This is Assistant Fire Chief Paul Cole, and you're listening to Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710, where the news and information is always hot.
Get ready for this spectacular 20th annual celebration of the Pacific Coast Dream Machine.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round.
One day only, Sunday, April 25th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Half Moon Bay Airport. Classic, exotic, and custom autos, historic warbirds, classics, and home-built aircraft. Over 2,000 motorized mechanical marvels in awe-inspiring exhibition. And all for a great cause, to benefit the Coastside Adult Day Health Center. So make your plans now for Dream Machines, Sunday, April 25th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Half Moon Bay Airport. Here's Bob Pelican, chairman of Dream Machines, with a personal invitation and weather forecast.
Yeah, just come out, and we're promising beautiful weather, 72 degrees, light wind, and blue skies. So come out and enjoy the Dream Machine.
The following one-minute commentary, Moments from American History, is presented as a public service by Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. At the time of the American Revolution, numerous other nations also had revolutions, yet 200 years later, America is the only of those nations still under its original form of government. Is this just good luck? Not according to Founding Father Benjamin Rush. He declared, "I do not believe that the Constitution was the offspring of inspiration, but I am as perfectly satisfied that it is as much the work of a divine providence as any of the miracles recorded in the Old and New Testament." George Washington agreed. In fact, he declared, "I should be pained to believe that the United States have forgotten that divine interposition which was so often manifested during our revolution, or that they fail to consider the omnipotence of that God who is alone able to protect them. Our founders acknowledged that our national success had come from God."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.
The Bible. Just about everybody has one. But how many people have actually read it, much less spent time trying to understand it? That is what we do at Calvary Chapel Half Moon Bay. Join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Tuesdays at 7 p.m., and Thursdays at 7 p.m. as we study the Bible, chapter by chapter, book by book, so you know for yourself what it says. I'm Brian Heminger, pastor of Calvary Chapel Half Moon Bay, inviting you to join us as we dig into the Word of God. We are located at 436 Parissima, right on the corner of Kelly. You can reach us at 726-7978 or on the web at www.cchmb.org. Calvary Chapel, bringing all of God's Word to life.
Have you followed my advice yet and visited the thrift store at 515 Kelly in Half Moon Bay? No junk here or dust bunnies in the corner, and no musty fragrances either. The thrift store, staffed by caring senior volunteers, is a solid institution here in Half Moon Bay, proud to be a neighbor helping neighbors by way of ticketing their donations at prices that belie their quality. Remember, donations are what fuels this needed operation. Simple, straightforward donations from folk like you and me. Clothing, cleaned and neatly hung, is far and away their bestseller, with unique costume jewelry, glass case displayed for your viewing pleasure to enhance your off-the-rack choice, be it men's or women's. This house of values at 515 Kelly is closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but do drop by Thursday to Monday for bargains you'll be pleased to have found just beyond the door at the thrift store. Seniors appreciate your support. They really do.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by Half Moon Bay Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy located in the Stone Pine Center. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Today I want to talk about a very common and serious health problem, diabetes. It's a huge topic, so today I'm going to only focus on the basics of self-care, which is what you can do on a daily basis to keep your diabetes under control. Now, if you have diabetes, it's the choices that you make day in and day out that often determines how well your blood glucose is under control. First of all, let me explain how common diabetes is in the United States. Chances are that if you don't have diabetes, your spouse or someone else in your family probably has it. According to the American Diabetes Association, there are over 23 million children and adults in the United States, or 7.8% of the population, who have it. The cause of diabetes is unknown, but both genetics and environmental factors such as obesity and lack of exercise play a role. So what steps can you take to keep your diabetes under control? First of all, since obesity and even being mildly overweight can affect your blood glucose, it's really helpful to lose weight if you need to. When you're overweight, the body develops insulin resistance, a condition where your insulin can't get into the body cells. This results in higher blood glucose levels and less energy for your muscles. Another thing that helps keep blood glucose levels under control is to get some exercise. We know that when you exercise, it fights the insulin resistance. The insulin in your body gets into your cells more efficiently, and you get more energy and lower blood glucose levels. Eating a healthy diet is also important when you have diabetes. Now, that doesn't mean you can't go to the wonderful restaurants we have on the coastside like Joe's and enjoy good meals. But it's important to be educated about your meal plan. It can be confusing because everywhere you turn, there's information in the media about what's good for you and what's bad for you. So if you haven't seen a dietitian, please talk to your doctor about arranging it. Also, the American Diabetes Association is a good resource for reliable information for you. I'll be back with more on diabetes and what you can do about it after these words from Half Moon Bay Pharmacy.
Your hometown pharmacy is Half Moon Bay Pharmacy, located in the Stone Pine Center. Why choose Half Moon Bay Pharmacy?
My name is Roberta Gelt, and I've lived on the coastside for about 29 years, first in El Granada, now in Half Moon Bay. I love coming to Half Moon Bay Pharmacy because they're so personable. Harish and his group know my name, say hello when I walk in, know the prescriptions I have, remind me when I'm supposed to have something refilled, know my doctors. It's just everything that they know about me makes it so much easier. And said, would I recommend this place? Absolutely, and I have.
If you want to be treated as a valuable customer and not just a number, then you need to meet pharmacist Harish Odidra and his people-pleasing staff. Half Moon Bay Pharmacy, located in the Stone Pine Center at Main Street and Stone Pine Road. Phone 726-5542.
Checking your blood glucose at home is another important part of keeping your diabetes under control. If you don't have a glucose meter or if you're not sure how to use it, please talk to your doctor, your nurse, or your pharmacist. Another thing you should do every day is check your feet in order to prevent complications that might occur with diabetes. You should check your feet, watching for discoloration, cuts, blisters, or swelling. If any changes are seen, it's really important to see a doctor right away to get treatment in order to prevent complications. Well, today I've briefly covered the aspects of day-to-day self-care. In upcoming shows, I'll cover these aspects in more detail, as well as other aspects of diabetes, including the medical care that you should be receiving in order to keep your diabetes under control. In the meantime, I would recommend that you check the American Diabetes Association for more information. The phone number to call is 1-800-DIABETES, and the web address is diabetes.org. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace. Brought to you by Half Moon Bay Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, located in the Stone Pine Center. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call us at 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
So, you're not in Kansas anymore.
Seems not.
You're in Half Moon Bay, and More for Less is not your typical corner gas station either, though it is on the bustling corner of Kelly and Highway 1.
I understand that More for Less serves residents and travelers alike with prices slashed, and I'm talking deeply discounted, quality gasolines.
More for Less is a store within a store. Look for the fresh bakery in a big, big box just inside the door. Coffee is not your Java in a foam cup here, oh no. This stopover will tickle your palate with premium brewed.
Manager Mike tells me that he has a soft spot for helping seniors with the pumps outside and is more than willing to assist if asked. Did you hear that, Kenyatta Cove residents?
Hours are from 6 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. And soon the secret will be out. More for Less is going green by this summer. Details on that later.
Go buy More for Less on foot or on wheels.
We are proud to welcome Mike and his cheerful staff to AM 1710.
More for Less, where less will get you more.
Neighborhood classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Rain, rain, go away. Okay, I've had enough of this wet weather. Bring on the fog. Just what we need for another one of our glorious summers here in Half Moon Bay. Oh, my garden is wet enough, thank you very much. We need a foggy day or two to get back to normal. And no sun for us. We be hearty Half Moon Bayers. That we are. That we are. Classifieds. One of my finds recently was Ann's Hallmark store in the Strawflower Village Group. Hey, Janet.
Janet, the manager, heads up, ears open. I want to compliment you on your clean and well-lit establishment. And most of all, kudos to your keeper of the store the day I was there, Shelley. She was pleasant. She was helpful. Simply put, this is a store I recommend folk visit. 'Tis more than just a card store. And now for some reminders. Dream Machines, April 25 at the airport. The Great Spaghetti at San Benito House. The superb live music scene at the Music Box beside Pasta Moon. The Camera Club at Kenyatta Cove. Great place to mellow out? Well, that's Ink Spell Books. Need phone numbers or directions to these that I just mentioned? Well, give me a shout at 453-4000, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. I ask you to support our local businesses. They need us, and we need them. AM 1710 encourages their good service. Tip time. Walk a dog for better health, the dog's and yours. It's safe to eat baby carrots. In fact, try to eat more. But cut your own bite-sized pieces and don't waste the money on expensive packs, and you'll do away with the plastic, too. Coffee is no more dehydrating than water, so brew up the brew. And don't forget to laugh. I don't have to tell you how good that is for you. Come on, you know that to be true. And talking about laughing, what hair color do they put on driver's licenses for bald men? Whatever happened to preparations A through G? And why aren't there any B batteries? And I noticed at this time of the year when you combined the and IRS, it spells theirs. And finally, if a cow laughed, would milk come out of its nose? Oh, please. Yeah, I know who I am. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. I'm trying to man your listening post on the coast here at AM 1710 and hiding the delete button on the web at www.neighborhoodradio.info. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
This is Cherise McHugh of the Half Moon Bay Coastside Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For community news and information, this is Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol, everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Welcome. We are such great fans of our local Wildlife Associates organization. Steve Carlin, the founder and executive director of this award-winning nonprofit, has grown into a program that has reached over 7 million students since its inception in 1980. Steve is asking for help to provide some of the animals with new den boxes.
That's right, Marcia. After years of wet winters and lots of use, the Kodamundi, Kinkajou, Bobcat, Lynx, Red Fox, and Porcupine all need new den boxes. That's 6 den boxes they need to build now. In the summer, they will need 5 more for the coyotes, foxes, and serval. The animals use their den boxes for security and comfort, for sleeping areas, and to shelter them from the cold, wind, and rain. The top shelf is used to relax, view the surroundings, and lie under for shade from the summer sun. They have volunteers all ready to build and paint the den boxes, but they need your support too. For only $150 per den box, you can help purchase the building materials. The total cost for all 11 boxes is $1,650. Your generous tax-deductible donation will make a huge difference in the lives of the animals in their care. You can donate now by calling them at 1-800-244-WILD. That's 1-800-244-WILD. 9453, or you can mail a check to Wildlife Associates, Post Office Box 3098, Half Moon Bay, zip of 94018. It is only through community support that they can continue to provide the best possible life for the non-releasable wildlife in their care. Marcia and I will be right back after this word from William H. Cook Real Estate.
Neighborhood Radio welcomes a new advertiser, William H. Cook Real Estate. We did a background check on Bill, as he likes to be called. Seems Bill has more friends than clients, although all of his clients seem to count themselves as his friend. Reason? Bill believes in developing friendships because he puts people's best interest first. If it makes sense to have William H. Cook Real Estate as your buying or selling agent, great. If not, that's fine too, because Bill wants to build relationships and friendships. And from what we found out, he's got a ton of people that can't say enough about the honesty and integrity of this man. Bill is more than happy to answer property questions and will not hesitate to give you an honest, straightforward answer. What is the value of a handshake worth? You make the call. Speaking of which, you can call Bill at 879-0824. Again, 879-0824. Be forewarned, by calling you just might make a new friend. Quality, care, service, and trust. William H. Cook Real Estate.
That number again is 879-0824. I'm so glad we are part of his cast of thousands who count themselves as his friend. He truly is a great man. One listener from over the hill, well, she's not over the hill in age, just in home location, who enjoys our broadcasts over the web, sent us this story entitled, It's Just a Dog. Its author is unknown, but we're certain its content will speak to the hearts of all pet owners.
From time to time, people tell me, lighten up, it's just a dog. Or, that's a lot of money for just a dog. They don't understand the distance traveled, time spent, or costs involved for just a dog. Some of my proudest moments have come about with just a dog. Many hours have passed with my only companion being just a dog, and not once have I felt slighted. Some of my saddest moments were brought about by just a dog. In those days of darkness, the gentle touch of just a dog provided comfort and purpose to overcome the day.
If you too think it's just a dog, you will probably not fully understand phrases like just a friend, just a sunrise, or just a promise. Just a dog brings into my life the very essence of friendship, trust, and pure unbridled joy. Just a dog brings out the compassion and patience that makes me a better person. And because of just a dog, I will rise early, take long walks, and look lovingly into the future.
For me and people like me, it's never just a dog. It's an embodiment of all the hopes and dreams of the future, the fond memories of the past, and the pure joy of the moment. Just a dog brings out what's good in me and diverts my thoughts away from myself and the worries of the day.
I hope that someday people can understand it's not just a dog. It is the thing that gives me humanity and keeps me from being just a woman or just a man. So next time you hear the phrase, it's just a dog, smile, because they just don't understand.
Speaking of not understanding, some of our neighborhood radio listeners may not know that the show in its entirety can be accessed via your computer by logging on to www.neighborhoodradio.info. That way you can hear it 24/7. And if you're short on time, you can just scroll over to Pet Patrol, click on it, and just enjoy the next 5 minutes.
Oh, what a shameless plug, Mr. T. Whatever your fancy, do something wonderful, and others will imitate it.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
Why is it that when it comes to maintaining cars, women are led to believe it's a man's world? Well, I know the most important thing about cars, and that's where to take mine when it needs expert attention. Phil's Tire and Auto in Half Moon Bay. Their address is 422 Purissima Street. Oh, and ladies, don't worry about those mechanics that talk down to you. Jason and his team are more than happy to take the time to explain what the problem is and what they recommend to fix it. From tires to wiper blades to things that go bump under the hood, call Phil's Tire and Auto. Their number is 726-5153. That number again, 726-5153.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
It's Coastside Carousel again. My name is Christopher, and our guest today is Stan Earhart. And going before I went on air, I asked him, tell me, Stan, what type of musician are you? And, of course, I had it in my mind, but he came up with...
I'm a music enthusiast.
A music enthusiast. That's great. Okay, give us some background, Stan. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I grew up on a farm in Kansas, listening to a lot of country music and driving John Deere tractors and enjoying the work out there on the farm. It's not always enjoyable, but it was a good way to come up. I actually loved, even though I heard a lot of guitar music, I loved horn music at the time. I loved, Satchmo and some of the other trumpet players. I actually saw him as a kid.
You saw him?
I heard him and saw him as, you know, when it kind of, my parents would go to a lot of music events, and they had some friends who they went to some events with, and I was a very small kid, but I remember watching him wipe his forehead and smile. At
unforgettable.
Smile.
Yeah.
You can't forget it once you see it, but I wasn't very old. I have no idea how old I was, actually. I just remember those experiences. Then I got away from it I played through high school playing a horn and so forth, but got more interested in it. I think at the end of high school, got more interested in rock and roll music, and a lot of my friends were into it, and eventually decided I wanted to be a good jazz musician, and along the way I've kind of changed direction several times, but I like all kinds of music, and that's why I would say I'm an enthusiast. I do a mix of blues and rock, and a little bit of R&B, and a little bit of jazz, and try to find common ground that people want to hear and enjoy listening to, and if we can get them dancing, that's all the better. That makes a nice party for everybody when we can do that.
Well, that's our goal too here on Neighborhood Radio, what with our segment called Carousel. On the coast here, your local appearances, tell us a little about that.
Well, I've been running a jam session at the Old Princeton Landing for 9 years now. We started off on Thursdays years ago. Eventually, there's kind of a music scene that's developed around the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company on Sundays. So eventually we decided, Sundays might be a better time for people to go out to a jam session. It's just a nicer day for everybody to do it. So we kind of switched over to Sundays about 4 or 5 years ago, and that's it's been more fun. It's a relaxing day. People aren't thinking about the job. They just left when they come out to the jam session. So we've been doing that. Just celebrated 9 years in February. We have a party every year. My birthday's in February, so we have like an anniversary party and a birthday party all wrapped into one. So that's been one of the big things I've been doing. But I also play at the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. We have a couple gigs coming up next month. On April 2nd, we'll be there with my band, the Stan Earhart Band. And April 30th, we'll be there with the Marla Goody Band, Good and Plenty. So we're looking forward to both of those. And that's a great place to play. There's a lot of music happening out here on the coast. But Sundays at the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company are a real fun thing. So,
yes, as we delve into the music scene here on the Half Moon Bay area, we're finding that there is a very big showing of good musicians in this area. And I thank you for coming today to our studio. The work that I've chosen for listeners today are two tracks. First one being is All Your Love. Can you give us a few words on that track?
Well, that's a cover tune by Otis Rush. He's big in the blues world. I don't know how you say that, but he's one of the top-notch players in the blues world. And it's just a really nice thing. I was first attracted to the song because of the guitar riff, which many of us guitar players are. And then as I listened to the words and the rhythm and everything else, it just became, I'd hear this song at certain clubs, certain bands playing, I got to find this song because it's such a great song. So anyway, it's one of those tunes. People like to dance to it. Also, it does a rumba and a shuffle. It changes rhythms halfway through the song, and it's just a nice song. It also has And once you listen to the words are really nice too, because it's really, it's talking about someone who's in love and how this person's made a difference to him. So, it's a good song.
And talking about movement and wanting to dance, I certainly was able to do that on track number 6, which is following. One of These Mornings is the title. And I believe this is yours.
Yeah, that's one of my songs. There's about 6 or 7, tunes on the CD that I've written. That one's a real upbeat shuffle, we would call it. The words aren't quite as upbeat if you listen to them all the way, closely, but, it depends on how you interpret them. But, that one's a little bit more of a relationship that somebody's questioning just a little bit, you know, as happens in relationships.
I miss kissing. All your love, I miss loving. All your kiss, I miss kissing. Boy, I met you, baby. Didn't know what I was missing. All my love, pretty baby. Have in store for you. All my love, pretty baby. I have in store for you. When I love you, baby, I know your love is true. Thank you.
look for me, girl, and I'll be gone one of these mornings, and it won't be long. We'll wake up crying about the things we said and all your lies, babe, will make you sad. We'll wake up crying about the things we said. You call for me and I'm not there. Don't think I'm happy, babe. You know I care. This thing we've been through, it's all I can do. About the things we said and all your lies, babe, will make you sad. We'll wake up crying about the things we said one of these mornings, and it won't be long. You'll look for me, girl, I'll be gone one of these mornings, and it won't be long.
Well, thank you, Stan, for coming today. That music certainly moved me, and I expect it does the listeners, too. How is your music available? Where can I get it?
Currently, the best place to get it would be at my website, Earhart.net. It's Earhart.net, not .com. Or I can be emailed at Stan@Earhart.net, or you can go to my website and contact me there. And I will mail it to them, work something out with them, or they can also, another good place is at gigs. You know, we play around the area a lot. I hope in the next couple of months, there's been a little bit of a financial crunch for me since I started on this project, and I haven't got this out on CD Baby and Amazon, but that will happen pretty soon, so that would be another place to look soon.
All right. If we want it, we'll find it.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you, Stan, for coming this morning. I enjoyed working with you. And thank you, listeners, for listening to Coastside Carousel here on AM 1710. Your listening post on the coast, also available on the World Wide Web at neighborhoodradio.info.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.